How about cost for people to come in and do this? I mean, a lot of people go, man, I don't know. You know, there's going to be some as you're advising and doing some different things. But you look and try to work with people. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know,
the initial consultation for us to sit with you and get to know you a little bit and you to get to know us and our process and what we do. And just to find out if it's a fit,
right?
That's
what I was wondering. I mean, can people at least come in and talk and say, you know what, here's where I'm at, and, yeah. and maybe see yeah. if it fits?
And what does it cost to see us the second or the 100th time?
Typically right around the same as the initial cost.
No
we
kidding.
Don't, no, we don't.
You're in my ballpark.
Yeah,
I love this.
Well, you know, here's the issue. For 21 right. years, Main Street has operated for 21 years on the basis... on the theoretical basis that people deserve good counsel. Naturally, if they end up buying products, we end up getting paid in
sure.
some fashion.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't. One of the things that I think is important for any financial advisor to do is to really give disclosure. So if any time, for as often as we need to see people, we see it without looking at an hourly rate. If they are going to make a purchase on a particular product, a stock or a life insurance or long-term care, as Pam would suggest, there, of course, are fees and costs. And we always tell our clients, you know, if you do that, here's how we'll get compensated.
Right. Absolutely.
So there's no question. Most of our clients actually want to hope that somebody is paying us.
Right.
Because they know they aren't.
Right.
Yeah.